Flood warning. Flood watch. Good morning. 00 hours. Cloudy. 66 degrees. Flood warning. Flood watch. Flood warning. Flood watch. Flood warning. Flood watch. Good morning. 00 100 hours. Cloudy. 61 degrees. Updated weather. Special weather statement. Flood warning. Flood watch. Special weather statement. Flood warning. Flood watch. Special weather statement. Flood warning. Flood watch. Good morning. 00 200 hours. Clear. 61 degrees. Flood warning. Flood watch. Flood warning. Flood watch. Flood warning. Flood watch. Good morning. 00 300 hours. Clear. 61 degrees. Flood warning. Flood watch. Flood warning. Flood watch. Flood warning. Flood watch. Good morning. 00 400 hours. Clear. 61 degrees. Flood warning. Flood watch. Flood warning. Flood watch. Flood warning. Flood watch. Good morning. 0 500 hours. Clear. 62 degrees. Flood warning. Flood watch. Flood warning. Flood watch. Flood warning. Flood watch. Good morning. 0 600 hours. Cloudy. 62 degrees. Flood warning. Flood watch. Flood warning. Flood watch. Flood warning. Flood watch. Good morning. 0 700 hours. Cloudy. 62 degrees. Flood warning. Flood watch. Flood warning. Flood watch. Flood warning. Flood watch. Good morning. 0800 hours. Cloudy. 62 degrees. Flood warning. Flood watch. Flood warning. Flood watch. Flood warning. Flood watch. Good morning. 0900 hours. Cloudy. 62 degrees. Flood warning. Flood watch. Flood warning. Flood watch. Flood warning. Flood watch. Good morning. 1000 hours. Cloudy. 62 degrees. Flood warning. Flood watch.
PEA, PJR, mobile listening.
Flood warning. Flood watch. Flood warning. Flood watch. Good morning. 1100 hours. Cloudy. 62 degrees. Flood warning. Flood watch. Flood warning. Flood watch.
KACI Mobile. Standby.
Flood warning. Flood watch. Good afternoon. 1200 hours. Cloudy. 64 degrees. Flood warning. Flood watch. Flood warning. Flood watch. Flood warning. Flood watch. Good afternoon. 1300 hours. Rain. 60 degrees. Flood warning. Flood watch. Flood warning. Flood watch. Flood warning. Flood watch. Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Rain. 60 degrees. Flood warning. Flood watch. Flood warning. Flood watch. Flood warning. Flood watch. Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Rain. 60 degrees. Flood warning. Flood watch. Flood warning. Flood watch. Flood warning. Flood watch. Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Rain. 60 degrees. Flood warning. Flood watch. Flood warning. Flood watch. Flood warning. Flood watch. Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Rain. 60 degrees. Flood warning. Flood watch.
KC8YVF mobile. This is KC8YVF station calling. You're really scratchy into the repeater. KC8YVF mobile.
KF8DNH for a signal report.
KF8 station, this is KC8YVF. Good evening. Name here is Ron. KC8YVF mobile.
KC8YVF, KF8EDQ. On your way home from work, Ron?
Yeah, finally. 20 minutes late, but finally headed home.
Yeah, Roger. I noticed it was about 5:30, but it seems like things are going late at work for me too lately. But I've been meaning to catch up with you because I need to pick up my I think it's the sweatshirt and a shirt that has the club's emblem on it. I'll have to catch up with you on that because you know, I missed the last meeting. And then I intend to miss the next one, too. I don't know if it's time-sensitive. But I'm headed to Spain at the end of next week for 8 days. So I was hoping to either let you know that I was going to intentionally miss the next meeting, but probably show up to the next one, or if I can get the shirt and sweatshirt from you. Before I leave, because it's going to be a while still.
Well, we have an issue. The printing sports company put the wrong logo on the sweatshirts, so they have to remake them. So we had them at the last meeting, and we're going to have to get the ones that I handed out. I didn't notice them until I just handed out to the other, to about a half dozen people that were there and paid for theirs. And I went to look at my sweatshirt and noticed it was the wrong logo. They used the logo that we haven't used in 20 years. So they're in the process of being remade, so don't worry about that. We've got to wait for them to get finished getting remade, and then we've got to get back the ones that I had already handed out and give the people the correct ones.
Yeah, Roger. All right, was it Sandlot? That's a pretty popular custom shirt place. It was funny because we got at the shelter at the Saginaw Animal Care and Control, we got shirts, and instead of Saginaw County Animal Care and Control on the front, it said Saginaw Country Animal Care and Control. And they ended up reprinting those shirts for us too, so that's interesting. I also meant to ask you about your weather station. What kind of weather station do you have? Because you have one that sends out APRS signals, I noticed. Because I'm thinking about investing into one, because I was at the last Skywarn training, so in order for me to report intelligently about the weather, I'd like to have a weather station. So I didn't know if you had any suggestions.
So the first question, yes, it was Sandlot Sports. They had sent supposedly, and here they just printed a lot of other shirts that people had won off, vests and jackets or polo shirts or whatever, and they put on the correct logo. But, the logo that we currently use now is the blue logo with white lettering, and it has the Upper and Lower Peninsula. When we first started and had the first shirts made 20 years ago, we had only the Lower Peninsula, and it was a white logo, and that's the one that they managed to pick. Here they printed out also at the same time several shirts correct with the blue logo and somehow found that white one. So we told them to lose it, delete that logo, because we don't use it, it's incorrect. And weather stations, the one that I have is quite old. It's an old lacrosse station. I have had it on the air for about 20 years. It is not Wi-Fi capable like the new ones, so how it actually does it is I have the weather station outside. It's a three-piece station with the different sensors, and then that feeds into a control box. It's in my family room. That's connected with a 50-foot DB9 serial cable down to my computer in the basement. And then that one has, using old software that came out of Germany, one for the comms portion of the software, and two other pieces of software to mix together that gives me the weather report information from the council. And then I have an FTP program that actually does a snapshot of the screen and uploads it every 10 minutes to my weather or to my website, so it's always like 10 minutes behind or so. But that's how I'm doing it. It's quite complicated. That the new ones now are all based in a lot of them are Wi-Fi signal from outside to inside. Plus, they connect to the internet to upload to Weather Underground or a couple other sites. So that's what I will replace it with once this one kind of dies, but I have two. There's another cheaper one that is an all-in-one unit that is at about 10 foot off the ground, and then I have my primary station, like you said, the wind meter directions up over the roof line. I have a separate temperature portion of it, humidity that's in a Stevenson screen, and then the portion for the rain and snow and that. So That's what I've got.
VHF. Timeout.
KC8 VOA.
Yeah, you're Rick in here with KFABQ.
That is an impressive setup, and something that would have been a project. Good on you for doing it, though, man. Yeah, these days you can get the Wi-Fi enabled one, like you're saying, but I was looking at some ambient weather brand ones. They seem to have good reviews. You can get them on Amazon. They have like what they refer to as an entry-level one. It's got the moving wind direction and speed meters on it. And then the fancy ones have ultrasonic sensors. But I'll hand it over to KC8VOA for now from KFA-EDQ. Go ahead, Rick.
Well, good evening. Yeah, I've got the Vivor one, which looks just like the ambient weather one and probably responds the same way. It was not too bad. It was less than $90 when I got it, so I'm not sure what the cost is on them now. I'm not sure if it sends LoRa to the device and then goes Wi-Fi into the rest of the system from the board inside the house, but it's been working for a year now, and it's been doing halfway decent. And it is battery-powered, solar-fed, and no issues so far.
All right, Rick. Yeah, like I said, mine is an old one, that's for sure. And a buddy of mine helped me set it up to get it up onto the APRS. A friend of mine built the sound card interface for it. Plugs into the computer. It's plugged into an old Kenwood, TM7400 radio I bought at a flea market. And that comes out of the computer with another piece of software that feeds it to the radio. The radio then uploads it RF-wise to the APRS network and receives APRS information. Plus, then the internet portion on this computer through this software uploads it through basically an iGate up onto the internet to send and receive signals, APRS signals that way too. So it's both internet connected and RF connected on it. Software's old, can't replace it. It's on an old Windows XP computer. When that dies, the whole system goes down, and I won't be replacing it. So I will go to one of the Wi-Fi enabled type of weather stations then. I always look at the Davis stations when I go down to Dayton, but cost factor on those is a little bit more than I want to spend. So, guys, I'm going to jump out of here. I'm late as it is getting home. I got just pulled in the driveway. Mike, I'll turn it back over to you. This is KC8YVF. I'm going to be clear. Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, roger that, Ron. KC8YVF, KFA-EDQ. I'm wondering if there isn't like a command line interface to the Windows software that you're running, because you might be able to replace it with like a Raspberry Pi and run it on Wine. I don't know if Wine does ARM architecture, actually, so maybe just another computer that runs Linux, and then you could run I can't remember now. It's the software that displays the weather information that you take screenshots of. You could possibly run that on a Linux machine. So I wouldn't scrap it completely. It'd be another little bit of a project, but maybe doable. But yeah, we'll catch you another day. Take care, Ron. The ambient, Rick, the ambient station I'm looking at, it's the ambient weather 2902. A couple $100 on Amazon they're running. So I imagine if it was $100 5 years ago, it's easily $200 now.
Well, Mike, I'll take a close look at that Vivor one and see how close it is to what you got there. It sounds like you got looking at the similar one that my son got. and so forth. But I've been pleased with that one I've got. It looks just like the ambient weather one. TC8BOA, back to KF8EDQ.
Roger, KC8BOA, KF8EDQ. I'm trying to pull it up on Amazon, but my Wi-Fi is not working great. It looks like Radiodity has a couple of weather stations, too. Vivor. Oh, did you get it right directly from the website? Because they have their own website. Yeah, there's a Vivor 7-in-1 Wi-Fi weather station for $85, it says. It does look pretty similar. It looks like the solar panel is bigger. Wouldn't matter. My plan is to, I have a little post in my backyard that's not really used for anything, so I thought maybe I'd throw a weather station on top of it and then throw the, I have a satellite Wi-Fi, router that's just an access point basically in my garage, which gives me Wi-Fi access in the backyard, and I think it would be able to reach, so it wouldn't be very far away. So I think that I have an ideal setup to put a weather station in the backyard. Just got to choose which one still.
Very good, very good. Yeah, I've been satisfied with that Vivor one. It's been running for probably close to 9 months, 9-10 months, and no issues with it. And it functioned fine all the way through the winter, even though it was on battery and everything else, and it did well. So I'm pleased with it. No issues.
Yeah, Roger. I'll take a look at it. I'll take a look. I'll compare the two, because it'd be nice to have something, because I can't just say it's raining cats and dogs out there. So, and also at the Skywarn training, I don't remember seeing you there, KC8BOA. They had papers with. There was pictures of a particular rain meter, so I'm probably going to get my hands on one of those from the Weather Service. But yeah, other than that, all right, my friend, I'll probably let you go. I'll be clear on your final. I hope you have a fantastic day. I guess I'll look at weather stations, KF8EDQ, over to KC8VOA.
Okay, yeah, I got on Kokoros probably 5 to 7 years ago. And I've got the rain gauge that they recommended and everything else. By the time I was done purchasing it back then, and having it shipped to me and everything else, we were looking at the neighborhood of around $50 to $55, somewhere in that ballpark. Amazon, they can get it for $30 pretty much all the time, and Ron indicated yesterday that rain gauge was on sale for $25 on Amazon, so you may want to check that out. Have a good night, Mike. KC8BOA.
Roger, 7-3, KC8BOA, KF8EDQ.
Flood warning. Flood watch. Good evening, 1800 hours. Rain. 60 degrees. Flood warning. Flood watch.
KF8 CNH. On the air listening.
Flood warning. Flood watch. Updated weather. Special weather statement. Flood warning. With multiples. Flood watch. Special weather statement. Good evening. 1900 hours. Rain. 60 degrees. Flood warning. With multiples. Flood watch. Special weather statement. Flood warning. With multiples. Flood watch. Special weather statement. Flood warning. With multiples. Flood watch. Good evening. 2000 hours. Rain. 62 degrees. Flood warning. With multiples. Flood watch. Flood warning. With multiples. Flood watch. Flood warning. With multiples. Good evening. 21 hours. Clear. 60 degrees. Flood warning. With multiples.
This is WDHJEL listening.
Flood warning. With multiples. Flood warning. With multiples. Good evening. 22 hours. Clear. 60 degrees. Flood warning. With multiples. Flood warning. With multiples. Flood warning. With multiples. Good evening. 23 hours. Clear. 60 degrees. Flood warning. With multiples. Flood warning. With multiples.